Flip over your ballot next Tuesday, and here's what you'll see under State Referendum Question 1. Shall Section 13 of Article 13 of the Constitution be created to provide that only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in this state, and that a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized in this state? If the voters approve it, Wisconsin would join 19 states that already have constitutional amendments limiting marriage to one man and one woman. Milwaukee attorney Rick Essenberg supports the amendment. In a recent Wisconsin public television mock trial on the issue, he served as the attorney for the yes side.
The purpose for the public recognition of marriage and its design is to channel heterosexual relations, relations that can, often unintentionally, produce a child, into a structure that is designed to ensure that the people, a mother and a father, who created that child, will stick around and raise it.
Those who oppose the amendment say in part it's not necessary because Wisconsin state law already forbids same-sex marriage. Mike Tate is the campaign manager for Fair Wisconsin, the organization leading the charge against the proposal. Here he is in a debate a few weeks ago in Wausau.
Marriage is already defined as between a husband and a wife here in Wisconsin. What'll happen if we vote yes on this amendment is marriage will still remain illegal. In fact, we'll double ban it, which is a bit silly in a lot of respects. But that second sentence.
That second part of the ballot question, that a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized in this state, is a sticking point for many opponents. They say it would not only ban civil unions, it could also limit people from making medical decisions for their same-sex partners, no matter how long they've been together. At that same debate, sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio and the Wausau Daily Herald, Art Scott Berg, who heads Redeemer Christian Church in Marshfield, said he didn't think that would happen.
Anyone for 10 cents can make a photocopy in any public library of a medical power of attorney and have it established for anyone.
And Pastor Joel Schmalz of Zion Lutheran Church in Wausau expressed his own doubts that visitations could be limited.
I've been a pastor many years and have never yet known a situation where someone was not able to visit in the hospital. I would hope that would never happen, just because that person, no one asks, are you homosexual, or are you the person's, you know, it just doesn't seem to be a concern that, but I respect that these could well become issues.
Right, and my point is, as you just said, they will become issues.
Again, Mike Tate of Fair Wisconsin.
And we know that a great way to get judges and lawyers and a lot of litigation involved is to pass this amendment. Because what would happen is that people would start filing lawsuits upon lawsuits trying to figure out what substantially similar means.
The latest Badger poll released this week by the University of Wisconsin suggests 50% of the state's voters favor the amendment, while 46% oppose it. During the next 2 days at this time, we'll hear more from people on both sides. In Madison, I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio.